Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now
that's Hall & Oates. And I got that one right because I listened
music.
To that the other day.
It's good music. Yeah, Hugh, yesterday we had a moment in the 4 o'clock window. You know, big games and some exciting games yesterday. But before it even really started, there was a video clip that went out there of Tom Brady with a big hug and hello to Jaden Daniels' mom.
Who, of course, first time.
Hugh Douglas has been courting. Time. Yeah, you know, we really got to get after Brady here. He stole your ring in February of 2005. He stole your girl in October 2025.
I mean, I can't compete with that, man. Tom Brady didn't got that work done. You know, he didn't got that Ozempic. He didn't got that little face done.
Then he
got
bread. He does look different than when
he got long paper, man. You know, he can't compete with that long paper, man. You know what I mean?
But come on, nice you're on the midday show on WIP, pregame show.
He's avocado ice cream, man. He done got all them Super Bowl rings. And did you see how she was smiling, though?
Oh, I saw. I sent it to you.
Ear to ear. Hey, man, you know, they fair everybody, man. You know, you can't worry
so
about
it. So we
that.
Officially throwing the towel in on the Jaden Daniels mama thing?
It is what it is, man. Yeah. I called some of my friends and asked them. I was like, dog, why y'all don't want me to holler at his mama? And they was like, well, Tom Brady probably helping him quarterback. Helping his quarterback skills.
Oh, you have nothing to offer.
You know what I mean?
No
I
money.
I don't bring nothing to the table, dog. I'm cheap. I ain't got no bread like that. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Wow. It's cool. Waving the white flag, Douglas, over here.
It is what it is, man. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, I felt for you yesterday. I saw it. I was like, oh, boy, that looks different.
She was all happy to see him.
She was.
She was, like, jumping up and down. And
she
stuff.
Is everywhere. I've actually seen more of her this year than her son, who's hurt again now for the second time. She's on TV a lot, Jaden Daniels' mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're holding your L.
I'll
take that. I mean, hey, man, like I said, they for everybody, man.
Joey Taylor and Jaden Daniels' mom.
It's been a tough 6 months.
You're just striking out, man.
Hey, man, but you know what? Shoot a shoot. Just got to, you know, got to keep, got to stay in the gym and
you
keep
shooting. You still got Ringo's mom, potentially.
Mm.
Yeah, for now.
You're not feeling good about that.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, dog. You know, shoot a shoot, dog. I'm going to still shoot. You know, I'm still rocking around. You know, there's a game somewhere. I got my basketball with me. I'm still, you know. Shoot DJ. You know,
I am curious to see who the next one is because we've gone to two pretty high-profile women in the last 6 months. Both have been big old flops.
Maybe you shouldn't be also talking about on the air how you wanted her to shut up during your date.
That probably hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, that one.
Well, no, I didn't want her to shut up.
That could have got back to Jaden Daniels' mother.
No, first of all, I didn't want her to shut up. I just said you're talking a lot.
Yeah, well.
That is a very polite, very nice way of saying shut up.
What's the next logical step?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I wish you would stop talking.
Well, I was like.
Is a nice way to say shut up.
Okay, Joe, it was Monday night. It's football. There's a lot of conversation being had about stuff that wasn't related to what was the task at hand. We watching football. And I'm like, man, you still talking? I thought it. I didn't say it.
Yeah,
I didn't say it.
You said it on the air.
And she probably heard it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it. Okay. I didn't say it. That's the difference.
You didn't have to go out on this dinner or whatever.
Well, you know what? I didn't.
You didn't. But you could have just stayed home and watched football.
Well, I could have. Yeah. But that would have been rude.
I think it was more rude to go and not participate.
Yeah. What was more rude was probably talking about her.
Listen, man, I ain't been in this game in a while. I don't know the rules. Somebody even told me maybe I need to, you know, shave my beard down a little bit. I'm not doing that.
Well, we did that last year in the postseason.
Man, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing none of that. I'm all right. It'll be all right.
We've only seen you without a beard once. That was after the green beard.
I had
the
booty face, yeah.
Yeah, and you came in with the shaved face the next day.
The booty face.
Yep. 215-592-9494. So that relationship is over. Hugh Douglas and Jaden Daniels' mom. That comes to an end. Brittany in San Antonio, Texas. What's up, Brittany?
Oh, damn. Okay. Hey, you. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brittany.
I had a lot. I got a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
So my first premise, like I said it to Kyle when he answered, right? My thought is Jalen is kind of the quiet diva of the team. I feel like he's had a lot of time to be able to assimilate to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, this is his guy, you know what I mean? So I just don't understand how it is that we're 6 years into his career at this point, and then we're still kind of debating back and forth about whether or not he has the capability to do everything that we think he should be able to do. I think that, like, if we continue to question these things, I think it says it. So the game this weekend, Carson, I think, he removed all the pressure from Jalen. Carson did what it is that we have seen him do in the past. Again, like I said, no pressure from Jalen. The audio, I thought this was pretty evident. So watching the game, there was some audio from Saquon where he's, like, yelling at Jalen, like, I need you to get me the ball like this. Hearing from Devontae in a little bit of his press conferences, which we do not hear a lot of, him saying, like, this is what I'm calling for. This is what I'm saying. More players being vocal on the offensive side that's not, like, just AJ.
Taking
the brunt of everything. And so I think I'm loving what I'm seeing from the offense and being more vocal. I hope that Jalen is a little bit more humbled by what it is that's been going on, because, again, I think he has talent. Of course he has talent. But to see the inconsistencies that we've seen over the years, irrespective of a Super Bowl last year, that was Saquon. Saquon came here last year, and he carried this entire team, all year long. So us, like, in you know, we, of course, football, Hugh, you know, I can always divert to you, like, and you say, giving us that perspective, I always appreciate it. I appreciate you being here, Hugh.
Thank you very much.
Giving us that perspective in regards to, like, what it is for a football player on the day-to-day. So I respect everyone's prowess and everyone's ability to, like, and rise. And Jalen's ability to rise. Like, I'll be here to say, like, he is a winner for sure. For sure he's a winner. But I just don't – I'm not a fan of AJ slander. I like the direction that we're moving towards. And, I think that we got with the softness, excuse my language, the softness across the league is crazy. We got a good chance. We should not be, like, in a position where, we can't, like, run through this thing. Like,
it shouldn't be so hard. So I think the way I feel about it with you, and Brittany, good phone call, it shouldn't be as hard as it feels like sometimes. It takes weeks at a time for it to get revved up. She brought an interesting perspective to the conversation that we haven't come to today. I saw so two clips that came out of yesterday's game. One was the Devontae talking about how he saw they had something there. We should get to this play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could look at that from different perspectives. We could say, well, how come Petullo needed Devontae to say something? Or is he talking to Jalen? Like, hey, Jalen, I'm open on this if you throw it. Second thing, did you guys see the clip? Now, we didn't play it because I saw it. I didn't think it was coherent enough to play on the air. But did you see the clip? It kind of went viral last night and this morning of AJ yelling through the end zone after his second touchdown. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
Kyle, you see the clip of AJ?
I saw the one where he threw the ball in the stands.
The second touchdown.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, when he's like, throw the bleeping ball.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was clear enough for us to play. Like, it's hard.
Oh, yeah, that's what you got from that, Kyle?
Well, a lot of people did.
Excuse me?
No, I'm saying I didn't see it.
That's what he said.
No, I'm saying I didn't see it, and I was just like, I was asking you a question. Well, is that what you got?
The
from
reason
me?
I brought it up is I think Brittany's referencing it. That it, you know, I'll send it to you again. It's too hard to kind of comprehend what he's saying to play it on the air.
Oh, but, no, you know, you people are somebody about this.
But there was a clip of AJ kind of screaming with the camera in front of him, looking out to the end zone after his second touchdown. And it's some people kind of deemed he said, that's why you throw the ball. That's what happens when you throw me the ball. But kind of like half fired up, half annoyed. Like, hey, this is
like on some old Freddie Mitchell stuff.
Exactly. It was kind of like that. Again, I'm not 1,000% positive that's what he said, so I didn't want to like play it and say, oh, this is definitely what he said. But I saw it. I mean, I saw it. And based on what our last caller thought, based on, Kyle, what you saw, based on what people think they heard, and based on this season, is it fair to surmise that was what it was? Probably.
I got out of it was, because he said it was just throw the bleeping ball, right?
Yeah.
That, to me, sounds like a guy who's saying, just throw it. Like, I'll come down with it. Like, I felt like that's like he's talking himself up. Like, just throw the ball. Like, that's all you need to do.
It could have been that.
And
yeah.
I got it. Yeah. Like, now, this is what happens.
Again, it's one of those things when you see a clip and you can't really hear it, but someone thinks they see what it says, and then you read it, you can kind of place, like, that's probably what it sounds like. I don't know. I mean,
You mean when he was beating his chest?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it felt like to me. Like, he was gassing himself up.
Okay,
all you got to do is throw it. Like,
yeah. And I'll catch it, and we'll score. Like,
I'm not a lip reader.
Yeah.
Right, but.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't see all that.
But that's what I mean.
You don't need to read the lips. It comes off in the if you listen to it. I wasn't even trying to be fresh. I was.
You can hear it. You can hear him say it.
Yeah, you can hear.
So you know what it reminds me of? Like a Ryan Howard, just get me to the plate, boys.
Yes. Yes. I see it like
you put me in the position. I'll do the rest.
Yep. And again, you go back to him wanting the ball more. Of course, that's probably what he said. All right, 215-592-9494. I was waiting for. I knew
it's not a reckless speculation.
Yeah, well, it was. It went. People were sharing it all morning, all night. Like, oh, this is what he said. And some people thought he was annoyed at Jalen. I'm like, I don't know. He's probably annoyed at Jalen sometimes. Maybe not today was the day.
Hold on. If he's still annoyed after yesterday, I can't help the man. I mean, nobody can. Well, he's beyond
like
help.
Like I said, I think it's. I don't know.
I don't think that's the case. I think he was just hyping himself up. I really do.
He may have, but did you?
You're looking at me like am I ever the guy that tries to like?
I'm not, and I'm not trying to paint you like that. I just when I asked the question, I was like, "Is that what you heard?" That's all. I didn't know you could actually.
I think it should mean more that I didn't. That's what I took out of it. Yeah. Of all people, I'm usually like, "Ooh."
No, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to say you're a bad person. I didn't hear that, but we would definitely listen to it when we get there.
Yeah, I just for me, we can parse what we think he meant. I couldn't even fully hear it well enough to know that's what he said to then parse what he meant. I don't know. How about we just throw for 300 yards every week and he can be happy or upset.
I'll see if I can find it before. Or you people.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Yeah, if we can play it for you, it'll be better. All right. Violet is in Virginia. Violet is up on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet. What's up?
Hey, sorry, I took myself off. Sorry. So, I have a couple things. I actually wrote it down so that I'm not, because I get a little nervous with y'all.
It's Hugh's fault. I get it.
I ain't doing nothing. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Violet.
No, it's nobody's fault. It's just, I love
my
y'all.
Fault. What did I do?
Okay, so I actually really loved what I saw, and I've always thought that Jalen's had it in him. I would just like to see it more often and more of a consistency like he played yesterday. I know he had, some rough patches there, but once he got into the groove, I've seen it plenty of times and I'd like to see it more often. You guys were just talking about the AJ thing. And I saw it posted all over Facebook, so I wonder if that's what they were talking about.
It probably was, yeah. I saw it shared a lot, and people were quoting it. And for me, Violet, it was just, I couldn't make out exactly what he said, so that's why I didn't, say, hey, let's definitely use this early in the show. Because if we can't make it out, and then people listening can't make it out, it's probably not fair to him to just assign a quote to it.
I wasn't really paying attention to what he was saying, but, I mean, to me, I agree with Kyle. I think he was just like, hey, man, I mean, just get me the freaking ball. You know what I can do. Just get me the ball. And I've always felt like that. You know, he's a big, tall, strong guy. Just throw him the ball. You'll get it. The only thing that I'm really still concerned about, and I know part of it's the line, but and if you guys would touch on this, I know I've said this before. I don't understand why we can't put two running backs out there and design something just to confuse the other team, because we have got to figure out this running game, because the deeper that we go into the season, you've got to be able to control the clock. And the only way that you're going to do that is by running the ball.
Well, you're right. And they could.
Yeah,
and Violet, man, we appreciate the phone call. They could do that. It got a little windy there in the end. They could do that with the second running back. They don't tend to do it. They did a little bit in the first game, I think, with Shipley. Hugh, I have a question for you before we get to you people.
What we got?
Oh, let me see. I want to frame this. How many carries from the other backs that are successful versus carries with Saquon that are unsuccessful to you start raising your eyebrow? And what I mean by that is, so Saquon this year has run for 3.3 yards a carry, right? That's not good. If you add up now, because yesterday Bigsby got a carry, right? He got one carry yesterday for 11 yards. Before that, A.J. Dillon was getting a carry or two a game. And then obviously Shipley's part of the mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you add up those guys when they've gotten the football this year.
As opposed to when Saquon's.
Yes, ready? I got the numbers. Saquon is 3.3 per carry. If you add up the Bigsby, just the one yesterday, Dillon before this week, and Shipley, those three combined have run the ball 17 times for 97 yards. That's five.
More production from the other
5.7 a carry. Now, I'm not saying this is. It's all Saquon's fault, the running game. It's interesting to me that we all say they've struggled to move the ball through the offensive line. But when the other guys come in, the once in a while they do, they seem to run it pretty well for their one or two or three carries. You think that's just a random weird thing, or is there something there?
Well, I'll say this. Saquon's the feature back, so he's going to get the bulk of the carries. I would say, to answer your question, Joe, you probably have to integrate them into the offense just a little bit more to kind of switch it up a little bit. Steven Davis? I remember when he was in with the Commodores back in the day. Brian Mitchell was the change of pace back. And I remember playing in a game where, we kind of shut Steven down, and Brian Mitchell came in, and he had a hell of a day. So I think to your point is, Saquon's the primary. But if it's a day where somebody else's guy has the hot hand, let the hot hand run the ball.
Yeah, before this week, I hadn't done the math on it because I was like, it's just one or two or three carries here. But you start adding them up over seven games. Those guys have, when it's been someone else other than Saquon, it seems like those plays have been a little bit more productive. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to on a Monday.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You guys are a clown show. I only listen for Hugh.
Yeah, I'm a part of the clown show. So, you know what I mean?
The biggest clown here.
Yeah. I mean, we can't be that big of clowns if you're still sitting through Hugh with us, or still sitting through us to listen to Hugh.
Yeah. Well, if you are, we appreciate it. Whatever.
I appreciate it.
I'll put a red nose on if that's what you want.
Hey, Joe, what's your football playing background?
Excuse me? High school football at Monsignor Donovan in Toms River, New Jersey.
What position? Receiver?
A receiver and corner. And then flag football all-star at the Sales University.
Now, notably, Hugh Douglas.
Two-time.
Hugh Douglas did not play high school football. Joe did.
That's right.
So
I don't remember high school.
What?
You don't remember high school?
It was a blur.
Oh, no, Hugh. That's not good.
It was a blur.
Okay.
Is that when you worked at McDonald's?
I worked at McDonald's.
Yeah. So you remember that?
Yeah, I remember McDonald's.
You didn't like your boss?
Sharon Plou.
You remembered her name.
Can't stand that damn lady. I can't stand that lady. She fired me.
Yep. The feed went down on YouTube, by the way, very early in the show.
Yep.
And I got blamed for it. Hugh got blamed for it. Kevin Petullo also got blamed for it.
What about Max? What about Max? Max who runs the YouTube.
I don't think they know Max well enough to.
Well, they know Max when Hugh calls him out.
He ain't done nothing for me to call him out. He's been kind of quick on that camera, though.
Yeah. Put it on you. Who do we think really was to blame? Was it Petullo?
Well, here's another theory. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Jalen played so well, it broke WIP.
That's my favorite one, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. We're off the air. Yep. Sorry, Jalen's perfect yesterday. We can't talk about it.
Yep. I got killed, crushed for saying I wasn't into Prince. I'm a disgrace. I'm a loser.
Damn.
Not everybody's going to like the same music as you guys. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, and
everybody's going to be all right.
Kind of how I took it. I mean, I didn't get it. It wasn't personal.
Of course not. It's music
taste.
It's
your musical, it's your taste. Yeah. Like,
if I don't like a food that you like, still a disgrace, a loser. Yeah, it's like everything. Everybody's going to be all right.
Which kind of debate you think people give more grace in, like music taste or like sports debate? Because like you could say you don't like Prince, and I'm like, all right, like that's your opinion.
Well, I would say,
but if you say you don't like a great quarterback, like, he's not that good.
I would say sports debate.
Yeah, no, I think people are way more sensitive about like. I guess I don't live in the music Twitter space.
Yeah,
but people are like huge weenies about.
Oh, are they? I didn't realize this. Oh, about the Eagles.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Music, they're weenies.
I would have to imagine they are too.
Yeah.
About music. If you reach a deep enough sect of any fan base, they're
weenies.
Probably weenies.
You'll find weenies. Yep. Yeah, wherever you go.
Weenies.
All right. Couple of potential new Hugh in the bracket. BBL Douglas.
BBL.
Yeah. I like that.
Or Botox Black Daniels.
Black Daniels, the Botox.
Well, Black Daniels is going to be in the bracket this March. So there's no question.
I got Botox.
Botox. If you were offered free Botox, would you take it? You good?
For what? I've earned every one of these wrinkles and all of these gray hairs that I have, and I will wear them with pride.
They do show your wisdom.
I've even had friends of mine say, hey, man, maybe you want to, Beijing your beard. I will not.
Well, you like to call people out who Beijing
their beard. Yeah, I will not Beijing. Mm-hmm. Trey Thomas. There's the one. Trey Thomas.
Wow. Yep.
I'm sorry, Trey. I think
I Beijing in two.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
hey,
listen.
Right before they go on the air?
Yeah, I've been
on a Victory Monday?
Yeah,
you got to call them out like that?
I think I've been Beijing in dogs.
Well, I'm sure you heard this.
Listen, I ain't the only one that's grand. Like, it's real strange. B Dog ain't grand. Hollis for damn sure.
You're calling everybody.
Yeah, man, because I can't be the only one. Trey Thomas for sure.
Some might say that's because you're working with us.
I got my eye on Ike.
Well,
though.
Right after the week after his birthday, too. You're like, yeah, this guy's actually great. He's hiding it.
Hey, Ike Reese, I'm watching you, dog. For real. I'm watching you. For real.
That's strong. Convenient. Joe has nothing to say about the Sixers today.
Oh, Joel Embiid played well. You see that?
No. It's the preseason.
Let me tell you.
Could you imagine Joe leading the show with Joel Embiid today?
We were listening. Shout out to Sonny Hill. We were listening to the show this week here, right? And I think Sonny said Joel is going to play like, 60 games?
Yeah, and we looked at each other like, Sonny.
Listen, I ain't going against OG, but OG say 60 games. But then he said him and Paul George going to play 60 together. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, the math isn't mathing on that.
Yep.
That's not happening.
Here you guys go flip-flopping again.
What is that?
How we flip-flop?
The quarterback had a perfect passer rating.
I feel like we've been pretty consistent.
He played great yesterday.
You got to keep it going.
Yep. I'm happy he played great. Let's keep going.
Yep. Tired of the three of you pretending that you know football. I'm surprised Hugh got lumped into that.
No, it's about time.
Yeah, I'll be pretending.
It's about time. This guy's the act is off.
I'll be pretending.
Yep.
How about this? Hugh can have my mom.
That feels weird.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
That's very weird.
The next question is, what she look like?
I knew Hugh would be open to it.
I'm curious. You throw your mom out there like that. I'd be like, what's she look like? Yep. What's she working with?
You think mom knows that offer was put out there or probably not?
All right. Two pieces of audio that we have to address here. One was brought to my attention via email.
Okay.
And it does involve Hugh, but this happened over the weekend. First, we got people wanted to hear this from Friday that we didn't get to at the end of the show. But Hugh was a little bit sleepy.
And, of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings. All to come on the Midday Show.
He's yawning in the background.
I turned my mic off.
The yawn that you don't
think. Did it audibly.
But these mics are strong. They could pick up other things in the room.
They changed the mics on us one day, didn't they? They put the stronger ones in.
No, you just yawned louder.
No, they did change the mics at some point.
They did change the mics. These mics pick up everything.
So it's an excuse maker, Douglas.
But no, the old ones probably still would have picked it up.
Come on. You can't yawn that loud.
I'm just saying.
And then real quick.
What's this one?
So, we do have to consider the source here, because we know about Bam and Upper Darby and his tendency to fabricate some things.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Yep. But we got this report he called in the Sean Bell Show.
Okay.
And here's what he said.
Dana just got back from Houston last week. I mean, and I went to Bucky's down there, and the dude in the bathroom was giving me a towel that came out the bathroom, and he said he was Hugh Douglas.
What?
See, I don't know. He said he was Hugh Douglas.
He's an idiot. Like,
jeez Louise.
Because I had my Eagles gear on, that's why.
Okay.
So some guy in a Bucky's bathroom handing out towels claiming to be Hugh Douglas?
Now, hold on.
Do we buy that?
A couple Fridays ago, Hugh wasn't here. I mean, we do it.
No, how many imposters impersonators are there out there?
More than you think.
I'm not sure about this one.
I mean, it's easy to call BS on Bam. I'm just saying Hugh did disappear for a weekend.
Now, I do appreciate the bit where people are just spotting imposter Hugh Douglas all over the place.
That is crazy. No, it wasn't me.
I feel like one is more than enough. But
we might see the one this week down in
Wilmington.
We're in Deco
Food Hall on Wednesday.
You know what? You guys are going to need to call Ubers from there.
Oh, I am. I'm going to do it on the air. Yeah, I'm going to look them up on the air. We're going to do it Wednesday. All right, that's enough for us today. We got a Monday night doubleheader. Lions or Bucks?
Bucks.
Ooh, I got Lions. Seahawks or Texans?
Yeah, I go.
I'll take the Seahawks.
Me too. And then Game 7, Blue Jays, Mariners.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Mariners.
Put it in your parlay.
I'm going to go to Mariners.
We can parlay all three gamers.
We can parlay.
That's a fun one. All right, afternoon show next, live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.